You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
The following is a paid program. This program may contain adult themes and nudity, and you can never go wrong with that. Speaking of always being right, views expressed on this program are those of life-experienced mechanics. Continued listening may cause addiction and, in rare cases, a rash. Discretion is advised.
A mechanic tries to fix your car, no matter if you're near or far. He'll change your oil or fix your flat, and he'll do it just like that.
Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al, hit it! Hey, hello, everybody, and welcome back, Dave Redinger, to the living.
Yes, absolutely.
What a weekend. What a week is unbelievable.
Voyage to the bottom of the sea, I think
we'll talk about that in the second, right after the break. But it is a story. Joining us today will be Jim Matthews from Lease Buster. Jim's going to talk about what happens to your car if you write it off and it's under a lease.
What happens?
What happens at all? I don't know.
Is that where the expression underwater or
in the ditch?
In the ditch. Okay, not underwater, but in the ditch. Yeah.
Underwater is a good one too, yeah. Jeff Atkins is going to join us. And who is Jeff Atkins? Well, he's the managing director for the Toronto Indy.
All right.
And Jeff's going to bring along a lot of tickets that we're going to give away, but we're going to do that next week. Mm-hmm. We'll be giving away tickets for the Indy, which is on the 15th, 16th?
15th, yeah, that weekend, sure.
15th, 16th, 17th weekend.
Well, something like that.
Which is a great thing. Actually, the Toronto Indy is one of their premier events because the people really do come out. Mm-hmm. It's got one of the fastest left turns in the entire event. Mm-hmm. I think they go through there at 190 miles an hour. It's really something.
And maybe we can get James Hinchcliffe to phone in.
James Hinchcliffe.
If he's listening. James, if you're listening, make sure to call in a little bit later.
Yeah, poor guy almost died last year.
Yeah,
he
really.
Hit the wall. He had a severed artery.
I hate when that happens.
And he's back and racing pretty good. Took him a couple of races to get up to speed, but he's doing pretty well. I was watching him this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our show lineup. We have a bunch of stories to tell you. I'm going to tell you about my experiences in West Virginia when we come back.
And if you have any car care questions,
yes,
you're welcome to give us a call as well.
Yeah, there's no guest in the studio today. It's just Alan and myself and you on the phones. So call in and we'll be answering your questions.
So that means we can't guess the answers?
No.
We have to actually do them accurately.
I'm trying to find out what Clementis is. I haven't figured that out yet.
I don't know. But it's a reoccurring itch and or a rash. I think there's a cream for it.
I think it's, yeah, what do you call it? Calamine lotion will fix anything.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Okay, welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage, and I've got to tell you my story.
And we're very happy and lucky to have you back.
Actually, we're pretty close to not being here. There is a resort in West Virginia called the Greenbrier Resort, which is apparently world famous. They have a 710-room resort, and they do the PGA golf tournament there,
mm-hmm.
which is coming up next week. So what happens is last time we tried to get down there, we got snowed out.
Snow.
There was a snowstorm, and I said,
"What time of the year was it you were trying to go?"
We're on the way to Florida, so it would have been December.
Mm-hmm.
We got snowed out. We couldn't get there. We lost our room, and blah blah blah.
So that was the first time.
So I said to my wife, "We got to go this summer because it's on my bucket list."
Exactly.
So I get in the old car, and we start heading out there, and we turn off, and all of a sudden it starts to rain. The phone actually said flash flood warnings came up, broadcasted on the phone.
Really?
Flood, yeah.
So where were you at that point?
Route 60, just south of, just north of Beckley. On 79, and we turn off to Route 60.
In North Carolina.
West Virginia. Where I will never go again.
Okay.
So we're driving along, and all of a sudden the traffic stops, and somebody comes out and says a tree has crossed the highway, and it'll be a few minutes, and we'll get you going. So 6 hours later, they finally cut this tree down, and we head out. And what's been happening is it's been raining and raining and raining, and the truckers tell us, look, just follow us. We'll go Congo Line, and we'll get to the freeway. So we're following the truck's Congo Line, and it's only like 10 inches of water. And then all of a sudden, the truck in front of me floats away.
It floats away. Just
picks
just,
up
really?
And just floats to the side of the road. And then all of a sudden, we get hit with a 4-foot wall of water.
Wow.
So something let go, and our car is now underwater.
Really?
And luckily, we had the windows down.
Mm-hmm.
So we clamber out, and I pick up the wife, and I'm kind of clamber. I was kind of drunk.
I have to give you credit, though. I mean, to have the forethought to make sure your window's down.
Yeah, we saw it on television in the morning. They're talking.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so, because if your windows are up,
you can't get out.
You can't offset the pressure of the water.
It's absolutely phenomenal.
You
can't open the door.
Okay.
And
of course, if the car's underwater and your electrics go for a poop,
they pooped right away.
Right. So then your power windows don't work.
So the Barb climbs out. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to help her, and I sort of slip and I fall.
Because you're such a fall down anyway.
And then we get it to shore, and all of a sudden, this guy is walking down the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, it's got to be the second coming. It's Jesus Christ. Shouldn't you be walking on the water? And he says, no, it's okay. Can I help you?
Grab my cross. It'll float.
He said, because I saw the lights of the car under the water, I wanted to see what it was.
Really?
So he says, can I help you? And he helps us get the luggage out of the car because the tail was still up. And we stay at his house for the next 3 nights.
So he put you up in his own place?
Yeah, he put us up in our own
place.
Wow,
that's great.
And these people are so poor, I got to be honest with you, that West Virginia lost its coal industry.
Mm-hmm.
So all the big bucks were gone. There were
right.
no jobs. And now they don't have flood insurance, and this is the worst flood within 1,000 years.
Wow.
And I talked to them, and I said, what are you going to do? And he says, well, you can go to the government for FEMA, but it takes too long and too much paperwork, and there's all kinds of problems. So most of them will just rebuild and go on.
Wow, so that's
great. It's just an amazing story. And the thing was, one of the trucks was a food truck for Hostess.
Mm-hmm.
So we're eating Twinkies, and cherry somethings, and cheese blintzes and stuff like that. And there was a little bit of food in the house, and then he went for a trek. This guy is like unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes for a 4-mile trek through the river to get to a store. We gave him money to buy stuff, and he brought back food, so we had some food, but we didn't have water. And then finally the army shows up and gives us water and food, but they only showed up after the sun came out. So if you go to the website, davescornergarage.com, I blogged everything with pictures. You can see my little car underwater. It's called A Bad Day at Charmco. And I have to be honest with you, I am never, ever going back to West Virginia. Never! That's it. I'm done.
That's too bad. You shouldn't blame the whole state. You know,
well, I have to.
And you ran into the nicest person.
All of them.
Yeah.
Everybody there, no matter what situation they were in life, mm-hmm. they put themselves out for you.
That's great.
They helped you. They finally got us to Lewisburg. And from Lewisburg, I rented the last car at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to rent us a car because of the flooding.
Yeah, yeah.
So we had got it through the internet, so they had to give it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Drove to Buffalo. And in Buffalo, my sister picked us up and we got home.
Wow.
But it's unbelievable what we went through. Just have a look at the website.
Mm-hmm.
Bad Day at Charmco. So that's it. That's my story. I'm never going back to the Green Bar, which, by the way, was also flooded out.
Yeah.
They flooded out the whole hotel. They lost the PGA event, and they refunded everybody their deposits.
That was nice
of
them.
And they're rebuilding the hotel now.
Wow.
Unbelievable stuff. So when we come back, I hear music. We're going to be talking to...
we've got Liz in Scarborough.
Yep.
We've got John in Toronto. And whoever else is calling in, we've got a couple lines open. Give us a call right now. This
yep.
is Dave's Corner Garage.
Alrighty, we're back. And we're going to go right to the phones. We're going to be talking to Liz in Scarborough, who's getting a new subway soon, I heard. Liz, hello, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, Liz.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a 2015 Nissan Rogue that we bought last September.
Mm-hmm.
From almost the time that we bought it, we noticed a small clicking noise when it was warm outside and you turn the steering wheel. When you back up and you turn to go forward, this clicking. So we took it back to the dealership and they couldn't figure it out. It's been getting progressively worse to the point where it doesn't matter whether you turn right or left, or sometimes if you go over a bump, it still clicks.
Mm.
So they've replaced the strut and the strut mount on the right-hand side, and they there was some kind of a recall, they said, and they put new springs in, and it's now it's getting worse.
Are you able to tell if the noise is from the inside of the car or definitely from the outside of the car?
We can hear it both, but we notice it more when we're inside.
Mm-hmm.
And the dealership says that it's not a safety issue, but we're worried because it keeps getting worse. And they have no answer as to what it is.
Well, you understand you can go to another dealer if you're not happy with that dealer. You can also call head office, and in a worse situation, they will send out a field representative to actually meet you.
Okay.
Because if you're not happy with that answer, by all means, pursue it.
Have you tried to blog this on the internet and Google it?
I tried Googling it, and it does have a couple of people that have got the same sort of answer. But they don't,
sort of problem, but there's no answer for it.
You know,
that's right.
One of the issues I came into with actually Chrysler products was that the subframe, the engine is actually mounted on a cradle, and that cradle is bolted up into the body because of unibody construction. Sometimes those bolts aren't torqued properly, and the solution was just taking a gun and hitting all the four bolts to make sure they were torqued down properly. And the noise could be from the twisting of the body to the subframe.
I thought you'd be in take a gun to the service department because you ain't happy with the answers, you know?
Here's a coffee, here's my gun. I would suggest that maybe we go back and have the guy hit the subframes, all the mounting bolts on the subframes, to see if that might just solve your problem.
Okay, and then if not, contact Nissan and see if they...
Exactly. Tell them, I bought this in good faith, and I like the car, but I've got this noise, and I'm concerned, and I cannot get to the bottom of it. I'm not happy with it.
Who you want to talk to is called a DSM, District Service Manager.
Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you very much. Okay.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that.
Good luck. Let us know how you make out.
Thank you.
Okay, love. Take
care. It's true how, noise can be disconcerting, because sometimes, they're really loud, but they're not really affecting a whole lot. But there are other things, for example, that are asymptomatic. For example, you can have a ball joint that's ready to fall out, and it doesn't make noise. Speaking of clicking noise, and because GM had a big problem with it. In fact, Toyota does as well. I think the Camrys have a big problem with that, where you turn the wheel back and forth and you hear a clicking sound, but it's actually from inside the steering column itself.
Where the clock spring is.
And there's a universal joint there, eh? I mean, because the rod doesn't go straight from the steering wheel into the steering rack. There's a universal coupling there.
It's amazing how much we fix with a hammer.
Or with the radio.
What are you doing? I'm realigning the steering shaft. Give it a whack. Hondas used to have a thing where you back up and it goes click, click. Uh-huh. And that was the brake shoes moving back and
exactly.
forth, right?
Exactly.
So it could be all kinds of different things causing noises.
But if there is a sound and you're not happy, get it checked out. At least have your technician look at it to assure you, as opposed to guys who go, we had that noise a long time. It's no big deal.
That's right.
You got to find out if it is or it isn't.
And I actually drove a Rogue back from West Virginia.
Uh-huh.
It's a nice little car. It's a reasonable-sized car. Runs good on the highway.
Did y'all were singing We All Live in a Yellow Submarine?
No, we were all saying, hey, y'all, we got our car. We lost our car in the holler.
Holler?
I
thought you holler for help when you're stuck in the mud. We're going to go to John in Toronto, who's got himself an 06 Equinox that's doing something funny. What's it doing, John?
It's going to be more funny in the winter. I've got no heat.
Oh,
no
okay.
heat. So I don't know if you've got a very big hammer, but I'm told it's probably sort of a problem that comes along. Anyway, it's no heat. And 06 Equinox, the mileage is 220.
Now the fan is actually working, though, eh? Like when you turn the heater fan on, you're getting air, but you're saying you can't affect the temperature. Is that it?
Yeah, I'm getting air and everything like that. I've checked the coolant level and no air. I've bled the system.
Well, that system's electronic, okay? So you're probably looking at a blend air door motor?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. And somebody has to get underneath the dashboard and move the temperature lever back and forth, or temperature control, and you should see a little motor moving a door. What does happen on these, a lot of the vehicles, on the Chryslers, the door used to seize, right?
Yep. Right.
And on Fords, that it will actually break the linkage inside, and it was a horrible thing to fix, because you have to pull out the whole, HVAC box completely.
And on GM, the little bulb will come off the little pivot there. And question for you, are you handy with tools?
Yeah, it's pretty handy.
Okay. Can you get what's called an infrared thermometer where you would just shine the little red light on it? It'll tell you the temperature?
Okay.
All right, you can go to Princess Auto, for instance. You pick it up for less than $20. Now, what I want you to do is check the temperature of the water going into the dash and the water coming out. In other words, the heater, is there hot water going in and is there hot water coming out? If there is, your problem's under the dash.
Okay.
So you're basically going to follow the heat into the car and see what kind of heat comes out. And then once you've identified that it's warm, now you got to find out why it's not being transferred. And that's usually what Alan says. There's electronic blend doors that will adjust the temperature, and those little motors are not that robust. Robust, that's a good name.
And while you're at them, I think they have a special on BFHs?
Yes.
So pick yourself up a BFH, and just in case you have to give it a whack.
That's my big friendly giant, by the way.
All right, good luck, John.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We used to call the BFH Bertha.
And, of course, don't wait till the last minute, you know, because people tend to do that. It's like, you know, I'll get around to it. The next thing you know, we
He's obviously concerned. You called in.
A flash freeze, yeah. And you can't wait till October.
Yeah, we used to use those, you know, those thermometers. They do so much. You can find out if a cylinder's not working. You can find out if there's a temperature situation, if you need a radiator. So much that thing can do.
That's right, and you don't even have to touch it. All you do is shine the light on it. That's
I took it to the hospital when I was there, and she goes, wow, see, you didn't have to stick me.
Ooh, I see you're hot.
Anyways, we've got some phone lines that are open if you want to call in. Jim Matthews is going to join us right now from Lease Buzzers, and we're going to talk about what happens when you're right off your car.
And I see water as being sort of the topic today.
Yes.
Hot water, cold water, underwater, you name it.
And by the way, before we run, we were at the Mr. Transmission Golf Tournament, you and I.
Mm-hmm.
They raised 15,000 big ones.
Very good.
For breast cancer and all those good things that they work with. So thank you, guys. We had a great time. Food was okay. And we actually rented a golf cart and did the round.
We did. Yeah. We did with laps of the course.
Laps of the course. We'll be right back.
All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be back with your questions and Jimmy Matthews right after this break.
Calling all hybrids and electrics. We want to hear from you, too, because Dave's Corner Garage is an equal opportunity show. To reach Dave and Alan on Zoomer Radio, call 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740. Or pass on your regards and your question at davescornergarage.com.
Summer is here and the Crown Win Cash Contest is back. There are tons of cash prizes available to be won, including a chance to win $100,000. Protect your vehicle today with Crown, Canada's number one rust protection, and you'll automatically be entered into the contest. You could be the next Win Cash winner. Visit crown.com for details or to find the Crown location nearest you. Crown. Protect. Maintain. Save.
Watching Glen Allen Motors perform warranty-approved service for an honest price is something to admire. But frankly, who has the time? So help yourself to one of Glen Allen's free loaner cars and get on with your day. They'll give you a jingle when your car's ready. Just promise to fill the tank with gas and try not to smash it up. Reserve a loaner in advance at glenallenmotors.com. Better service, better prices. Put your trust in Glen Allen Motors to fix it right the first time and never overcharge.
Hi, I'm Jim Matthews, co-founder of Lease Busters. I have a simple lesson of how supply and demand works. See, at leasebusters.com, we get thousands of people visiting our site every day, anxiously looking to take over someone's vehicle lease. That's the demand part. The supply part is you. You don't have to wait in agony month after month for your vehicle lease to expire. You can get rid of that monthly commitment today. And it's as simple as visiting leasebusters.com. Class dismissed.
S stands for smooth. Like the competition, Salen tires are optimized to ensure a quiet and smooth ride, but cost up to 50% less. So we figure M should stand for money, A for all season, R for reliability, and T for maximum tread life, making Salen all season tires the smart buy. Drive smart on Salen all season tires and take Salen with you through every turn. Find a dealer near you at salentires.ca.
I wish there was a site to find a really good used vehicle, you know, without worrying about all the clunkers out there.
FinanceBusters.com introduces IPO, Integrity Pre-Owned Vehicles, the best new way to buy. IPO vehicles are exclusively one-owner, accident-free vehicles, two of the most important requirements for most buyers. So whether you're buying or selling, IPO vehicles are Canada's best choice. Integrity Pre-Owned Vehicles.
Only at FinanceBusters.com, a division of LeaseBusters.com.
Alrighty, welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. The garage doors are wide open, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Matthews is on the phone, and Jim is with LeaseBusters. Jim, the big question this morning is, I have a lease car, I wrote it off. What happens?
Well, first thing, you got to get it out of the mud.
Yeah. and never coming back. It's down there.
So basically what happens, whether it's in Canada or the U.S., but you know, typically in Canada, the insurance company will send an appraiser. The appraiser will determine if the vehicle is a total loss. In Dave's case, of course, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, it's quite simple. The appraiser then sends all the information, the vehicle information, over to the adjusting team. The adjusting team either researches the vehicle themselves, or typically they hire a third party. They research the actual cash value of that vehicle. So what that means is the fair market value. So when a lot of people say, oh, the insurance company didn't give me enough, typically that's not the case. They actually, there's services out there that take all the values that are available on vehicles that are in the market today for sale,
yeah,
and they simply find enough vehicles that match yours, mm-hmm, and that's the amount that they offer. Now, if the vehicle was 2.5 years old or newer, and had what is called the 43 endorsement on it,
mm-hmm,
that's replacement value. That's a waiver of depreciation endorsement.
Oh.
And what that gives you is, it gives you one of the three, either what you paid for the vehicle when it was brand new, the MSRP of the vehicle when it was brand new, or what the insurance company can replace that vehicle with a new vehicle today, same make and model, same equipment. Whatever the least is, so the least of the three.
How do you find out about that endorsement, and do you automatically get it, or should you have to ask for it, I'm guessing?
In most new car insurance premiums and insurance policies, they include it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but having said that, not all of them do. Like, for example, I know that TD includes it on pretty much every one of their vehicles, as well as Aviva and other major insurance companies. But you have to, when you're speaking with your broker, or if you're using a direct writer, make sure when you get a new vehicle that it has the 43 endorsement on it.
Question for you. Now, say, for example, you don't, and now there's a shortfall, you know, like we're shy $5,000.
Yeah, great, great question. If you're leasing it, and of course I'm a huge proponent of leasing, all leases that are sold by the captives, which are the leasing companies owned by the automakers, mm-hmm, all have what is referred to as gap insurance. And it's no charge, it's part of the package. So if there's a deficiency between what is owed and what the value of the vehicle is, the gap insurance picks it up, and there's no charge to the owner or lessee of the vehicle.
Now, is that pretty much the same as the 43 option you're talking about?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that can happen even if you have a 43 option, where the replacement price could be less than what you still owe on the vehicle, whether it's on a lease or a financial.
Yeah, loan. Yeah.
You know, because a lot of times people put some extra stuff on the vehicle, or they overpay for the vehicle, or the biggest thing is there's an incentive on the vehicle today. For example, there's, you know, a $4,250 incentive on the brand new 2016 Hyundai Santa Fe. So if I just bought one before,
right,
I'm on the hook for that $4,200.
Wow.
Oh,
you know,
and that's very, very real.
It's just an example. I had leased a Crossfire years ago, mm-hmm, and I handed it back, and it was still owing, say, $28,000 on it.
Yep.
But the real value of the car was $17,000 because, yep, it went to the auto auction, and I was bidding on my own car to buy it back, and somebody bought it for $17,500. Now there's a $10,000 gap, and I said, yep, how can you guys handle that? And it's exactly what you just said. They bought gap insurance.
And that's not even the gap insurance. That's actually different. That's actually it's what is referred to as a back end incentive. So the captive leasing companies know, or they don't know, but everything suggests that yes, maybe it's being a little high on the back end.
Yeah.
But they would rather have a higher residual, because a high residual produces a lower monthly payment.
Oh.
So it's just giving a residual or an incentive that's 4 years down the road, as opposed to giving $4,000 up front today.
All right. Well, speaking of cars, Dave needs a car.
Yeah. What do you got in stock?
What do you got, Jimmy?
What are your top three cars?
Well, actually, this month of July is small car month, and we've got lots of great deals on lots of small cars. The top three this month will be the Mazda 3,
mm-hmm.
The Chevrolet Cruze and Sonic, and the Honda Civic. And my people just reviewed the site, and you can get any of these particular three vehicles, plus other small cars, but we're kind of on these ones today, for under $220 per month.
Wow, and how old are these cars? Are these cars 2 years old, 3 years old?
Yeah, typically they're 1, 2, or 3 years old.
Wow.
That's cheap driving. You know?
Takeovers, and they're, you know, you could take over anywhere between, let's say, you know, at the low 17 to a high of 30 months remaining. So these are great deals. Now, not all are that cheap. I mean, but they're all somewhere in the, you know, the low, mid twos. Some are a little bit more if the equipment's a little bit higher and so forth. But these kind of deals, the beauty of these is not so much the monthly payment, which is wonderful in and of itself, but in most cases, you are actually taking these leases over and not having to write a check. The original lessees will pay the transfer fee. They'll do an inspection for you. All you're really doing is paying for your license plates. It's just a great way to walk into a lease.
Really? So you don't have to make that initial deposit? You don't have the first and last
months?
Oh, so that's
it's already
perfect.
Been done.
Wow, that's great.
I got a weird question for you. Electric cars, are they are they available on this sort of leasing? And on, for example,
Tesla?
No, the Leaf.
Mm-hmm.
The Leaf and the, you know, it's a really nice car. Actually, a partner of mine in another business that I'm involved in just leased a brand new Focus Electric.
Okay.
Ford Focus Electric. And here's something really funny about it. My dealer supplier said, we don't sell very many. We don't even stock. The reason being is there's this perception that because these vehicles are $35,000, that's the sticker price on these vehicles.
Right.
What people don't know is there's $10,000 of government credit.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden you're getting it for $25,000. And when you're leasing it, you're getting that money over a period of time, which the dealers are taking the monies in, which is fine. And in the end, these things are a great deal and great pricing. It's almost the price of a new gas vehicle. The challenge that I believe many people have, and this is the thing with this Ford Focus, is the range is under 200 kilometers on a full charge. And for some people, they just say, it's too scary, whatever the case may be.
No, they never buy gas. They never buy gas.
20 kilometers from the office, so he's doing 45 kilometers a day. It's no big deal.
Well, exactly right.
Speaking of mileage, Jimmy, we got to run. I don't know if you care the music behind you, but check it out, leasebusters.com.
And IPO cars at
financebusters.com. There you go.
Got it. Thanks, James. Thanks for your input.
Guys.
Have a great long weekend.
He knows so much stuff. It's unbelievable.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Jim Matthews from LeaseBusters. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in 2 minutes, and I'm going to tell you about car values, and then we're going to talk to a gentleman.
Rob. Mississauga with an Escort.
Okay, welcome back. By the way, that is a pretty good contest. You can win $100,000 Canadian, which is like $7 American. If you go to Crown on the website or go to our website, davescornergarage.com, click on Crown, take you right to there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple of phone calls, but I just want to say a couple of things I want to mention before we go. The first death of a self-autonomous driving car happened last week.
Mm-hmm.
The gentleman was driving a Tesla. And apparently, this was in Florida, apparently a truck made a left turn in front of them.
Right.
Big 18-wheeler. The car didn't recognize the 18-wheeler.
How could it not see the truck?
I think it's because my brother-in-law says because the pickups are pointing down the road.
Okay.
They're not pointing up. And the truck is pretty
it's
high.
It's too high.
Yeah.
Oh, so it actually shoots the beam right underneath the vehicle.
That's right. That's what his theory is. And he wasn't paying attention either. They're saying he was watching a movie, but they have no proof yet. So, unfortunately, he did lose his life, and the car went off for another 500 yards and then hit a tree or something. But it's the first time that's ever happened, and now the government is looking into why it happened and checking out all the electronics.
Tesla. Speaking of electronics, I just want to bring up quickly, Anton Yelchin died a couple of weeks ago, June the 19th, driving his Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Yes. Remember the problem with the shifter?
Yeah. I think they call it a mono shift or something. It's for the most part, it's just a big thing that looks like a shifter, but you just notch it up forward and back.
Yep.
And you have to be conscious of what gear you're in. So there will be a display on the dashboard, but what's happening is people just hit it once thinking that I'm in park, but yep. in fact, you've maybe just pushed it into neutral.
Or reverse.
And maybe not even shut the car off. Because remember in the old days, it was sort of muscle memory, you know, you just threw the whole lever in the park, but you don't do that anymore. And these vehicles are, the people have left them not in park, but in neutral or in gear, thought they shut off the motor, did not. And in this case, the actual car rolled down the hill and crushed them.
Almost 300 people have had problems with that.
Yeah, so there's actually a recall on it. If you've got a late model Chrysler, if you've got one of those electronic shifters, take it in. They're going to do a software upgrade will fix it.
This one is really something. First off, it's the 40th year anniversary for Honda Accord.
Mm-hmm.
40 years ago, they came up with the first model.
Yes.
I actually had one. It was nice. Nice little
40-year-old one?
We actually had a test car. And the idea was we were showing pinstriping, different patterns of pinstriping. So we did one side in one pattern,
mm-hmm.
and then we did the other side in another pattern. And next day I come back and I'm looking for the car, and I ask my dad, what happened to the car? Oh, we sold it. And the guy drove it for its whole life and never knew it.
But the pinstriping was different, yeah.
Anyways, this is from the American government, and it says, stop driving your 2001 and 2003 Honda Accord or Acuras.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is from NHTSA. And they're mentioning Honda Civics, Honda's Accords, everything from 2001 to 2003.
Because
apparently when these airbags are more dangerous than all the others,
mm-hmm.
It can actually kill you. But the reality is for southern states where there's a lot of humidity,
mm-hmm.
and that's what's causing the issue, actually there have been no incidents in Canada. But this is something that's never happened before, a stop drive order from the government.
Yeah, well, because it's dangerous. And
freaky.
This is where, yeah, again, it's important. If you get a letter about your recall on your vehicle,
yes.
don't ignore it. Take it in, get it done. It won't cost you anything, and it could save your life.
Yeah.
So it's important.
Okay, we're going to come back to the phones as soon as we come back from commercial break.
We're going to talk to Rob. We're going to talk to Rick. And that's it. We'll be right back.
Care to state your opinion about something you heard on the show? Contact Dave and Alan at davescornergarage.com or express yourself verbally.
Why do you think I'm calling you? Just to say hello?
By calling the Dave line anytime at 905-567-5500.
S stands for smooth. Like the competition, Salen tires are optimized to ensure a quiet and smooth ride, but cost up to 50% less. So we figure M should stand for money, A for all season, R for reliability, and T for maximum tread life, making Salen all-season tires the smart buy. Drive smart on Salen all-season tires and take Salen with you through every turn. Find a dealer near you at salentires.ca.
Summer is here and the Crown Win Cash Contest is back. There are tons of cash prizes available to be won, including a chance to win $100,000. Protect your vehicle today with Crown, Canada's number one rust protection, and you'll automatically be entered into the contest. You could be the next Win Cash winner. Visit crown.com for details or to find the Crown location nearest you. Crown. Protect. Maintain. Save.
Over 200,000 people visiting leasebusters.com and financebusters.com prove it's a market eager for quality used vehicles. So financebusters.com is introducing IPO, Integrity Pre-Owned Vehicles, the unique new way to sell or buy one-owner accident-free vehicles. See how it works at financebusters.com. IPO, Integrity Pre-Owned Vehicles, only at financebusters.com, a division of leasebusters.com.
All right, glad to be back. We're going to go to the phones, but just a quick reminder, Sharon Dunn, D-U-N-N, contact us because you won 4 Salen tires, and I haven't heard from you. And if I don't hear from you shortly, the tires are going back out there for somebody else.
Cool.
So if you got 4 tires coming, you don't call me, shame on you.
All right, well, Rob's Escort needs some service. No, not like that. Rob, what can we do for you?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, guys. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I have a very old Ford Escort, and I'm trying to determine whether to get it fixed or not. My power steering fluid, one morning when I woke up, I went to back up, and my power steering fluid was all over my driveway, and of course, my power steering didn't work anymore.
Right.
So it's a 19-year-old Ford Escort. It's got 54,000 clicks
on
it.
That's it.
The it's got the original muffler. I bought it from a retiree.
Mm-hmm.
The air conditioning works. Everything works on it. The body on top looks great, but underneath, of course, it's quite gone.
Well, Rob, do you know exactly what the problem is with the power steering? Is it the high pressure hose, the low pressure hose, the pump, the rack? Which one?
See, that's what I don't know. I haven't been underneath.
So have it audited.
Yeah, that's what you need to do is have it checked out. I mean, if it's just a return hose, you could get it fixed for under $100. Again, being an older vehicle, if you need a pump or you need a rack, you could probably pick up a used one.
Wreckers.
You know, I mean, you could get this probably fixed for $300-$400 at best. But, and you know, obviously the car's worth that much to you, is it not?
I'd like to drive it for another year if I could.
Well, Rob, get it into somebody and ask them to audit the car. So they're going to put it up on the rack. They're going to pull all the wheels. They're going to inspect the brakes, the brake lines, all the lines that are going back and forth. And they're going to tell you what you're going to be looking forward to in repairs and what's good and what's bad.
Yeah, like last year I had to have some of my brake lines fixed because my brakes went on.
Yeah.
Right, because of the age and the fact that they rust. But yeah, have it checked out, have it diagnosed. You know, it's going to be the best $100 you spend, and that way you know exactly where you are.
I've driven it about 5 times without power steering, short distances, about 10, 15 kilometers each time.
Yeah.
Is that going to ruin my power steering pump?
No.
It won't help. I mean, the pump's running dry.
Yeah, we call that Armstrong.
Just think of the muscles on your arms, though. Yeah. I mean, you must look terrific.
Hey, like, is the girly man doing his exercise?
Huh? Arnold, he's looking good. All right, Rob, got to run. Good luck with it.
Yep.
Okay.
By the way, after he gets it all done, we should tell him to rust-proof it.
Yeah, well, it's kind of late. All right, we're going to talk to Rick in Brampton, who's a Fender. What is that, a Fender Stratocaster or a Telecaster? What kind is it?
It's a 2001 Honda Accord.
Uh-huh.
And under the Fender, I think they call it a splash guard. I'm not sure.
Yes.
You know that thing that keeps...
The black plastic piece.
Yes.
Yes.
I've lost that on one side. And I'm just wondering, can I use that car for a while without causing any damage?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's basically to keep the mud and all the dirt from inside the fender so that it doesn't build up and cause it to rust out.
Which fender is it, the driver's side or passenger side?
Driver's side.
Driver's side. I don't think there's a lot of stuff in there. I know on the passenger side, which is where it is more important, is that's where they hide the windshield washer bottle.
No, the windshield washer bottle is on the passenger side in this car.
Yeah.
Correct. And I'm saying, but you see
on the driver's side, because I can see it when I look under the fender.
Well, then you know what? I would probably get it attended to sooner rather than later, because the pump itself, you see, the bottle is plastic, so not much is going to happen to it. But if the wires, if the water gets into the electrical wiring there on the pump,
you lose the pump.
You're going to lose the pump.
How much is a liner worth? It can't be that much.
No, it's not the cost of the liner. It's just time to get it fixed.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if I can use it for a couple of days. Before.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah, that's not a problem. Yeah. Besides, we haven't had any rain here in Toronto in about forever.
It's all in West Virginia.
Exactly.
So that's one part you should do. And when you got it up in the air, you know, there's probably something else wrong, because that liner should not have come out.
Well, actually, it was a fender bender, right?
Mm.
And that's caused the thing to break.
Okay. And the fender's okay?
No, I replaced the bumper.
And
the bumper. I had to replace the bumper, but now I need to replace that.
The fender liner, yeah.
Fender liner, yeah. Okay, and that's just usually just little clips that just hold it in, so it's not a big thing.
Exactly.
All right. Good.
Good luck with that, Rick.
Okay, then. Thank you very much.
And by the way, that car is under that recall. That 2001 is...
You know, and at a great place, too, if you're handy. It's an older car, but if you're handy, Standard Auto Wreckers out at Markham Road in Steeles.
Have a U-Pick.
Have a U-Pick yard. You bring a couple of tools. You bring some dirty old ratty clothes that you don't care if you get
dirty.
And
a very strong friend.
And for cheap, man. It's for so cheap, you can get parts there.
I saw a guy lift an engine up. You had to just walk it across the door.
Yeah, they have these, you know, do-it-yourself days where if you can carry it out, as much as you can carry...
This guy carried a motor out.
Really? And I think it's like $40-odd or something.
Right? And next day he was in the hospital.
Good thing for O'Hip.
Okay.
All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage. We're going to be talking to who after the break?
Jeff Atkins from the Indy College.
Indy 500. Speaking of racing, we got to get out of here.
Hey, bud, can you give me a hand?
Oh, yeah, man. No problem, man.
We'll be right back.
Actually, I'm going to be on that site for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just can't buy a car. I got to go through the president. Anyways, Jeff Atkins is on the phone from the Toronto Indy. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Great lineup we have for this Indy. It's what year is this? What year of Indy is this? 86.
Number 30 this year.
Number 30. Wow.
Jesus, I got socks that old. It's like
Really? And the first cars that they raced had crank start instead of electric start, I think.
Michael Andretti won the first race, right? 86.
Bobby Rahal, Michael Andretti, though, has won seven of them. He's the all-time leader in wins in Toronto.
Amazing. And now he's a car owner. So tell us about the lineup. We got some serious racing, not just the IndyCars. You got the IndyCar Lights, the Pro Mazda Championship. You got the Pinty Car Series.
Yeah, we're very excited about the lineup this year. We have a very diverse lineup from sports cars with the Porsche GT3 Cup, the Stadium Super Trucks with Robbie Gordon, the team that and the Road to Indy. But as you mentioned, the NASCAR Pinty Series returns with the Pinty's Grand Prix of Toronto on the Saturday, and that has really become our feature attraction for the Saturday event.
Yeah, so you're really, I mean, there's so many different facets of racing, but you've got almost all of them combined on that one weekend.
You do. And there's something to see for everyone, whether it be on track or off track. You know, our Thunder Alley stuff away from the racetrack, you know, gives something to the casual event goer who might be coming out for the first time, and hopefully they get excited about the racing. But whether you're a fan of NASCAR or you're a fan of open wheel racing, you really have something to see for every discipline.
And you've got displays too, right? You have a building full of displays.
We do, yeah. No, this year we have the Pinty's Pub and Grill at Turn 1, the Johnsonville Big Taste Grill. Our Thunder Alley is jam-packed with really good community initiatives with a lot of the sport teams represented. And can't forget Honda World, which is a really huge Honda car display and an interactive area where our fans and spectators can interact with Honda's line of products.
So can you get up close and personal to the actual race cars?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the one unique thing about the Verizon IndyCar Series. They have a paddock, and that garage area allows you to get close to the stars and cars of the IndyCar Series. And beyond that, that's a ticketed item. But with that, the Road to Indy, the NASCAR Pinty Series, the Porsche GT3 Cup, and the Stadium Super Trucks, their paddocks are open to the public.
Hmm. And, of course, the mayor will be there. I'm talking about Hinchcliffe.
James Hinchcliffe. He threw the first pitch at the Blue Jays game on July 1st.
That was kind of a wimpy pitch, I got to tell you.
I know. He's excited to get back here in under a two-week's time and tackle the streets of Toronto. For him, it was a difficult year last year not being able to compete.
Yes.
I know he's very excited to get back on the track this year.
Now, are Fridays free this year like they were last year, or are you not sure?
They are, absolutely. So Fan Friday is returning for, I believe, the sixth year. And with Fan Friday, it's put on by the Ontario Honda dealers in support of Make-A-Wish.
Yes.
We ask for a voluntary donation as people come through the gates. And another initiative that we have throughout the weekend is children 12 and under will be granted complimentary general admission to the grounds for general admission. And with that as well, our relationship with Metrolinx and Go Transit, they'll be complimenting that program by offering that on their service as well throughout the race weekend.
That's great. So people can use public transit rather than trying to drive down there and park.
Correct. Much easier way to get to the grounds. And one thing as well, on the Lakeshore line, they're running every 30 minutes.
Do you know, I was in Pittsburgh a couple of days ago. Their transit is free.
Really?
Yeah, they call it the T, and you just get on it, and you can go anywhere you want for nothing. And they really don't have a lot of traffic problems, because why would you?
Yeah, actually, I was going to see if there's a demolition derby going to be happening that weekend.
Yeah.
Because I got to tell you, I was down on the Lakeshore a couple of weeks ago for a concert and happened to be an Argo game the same day. And right inside, right at the parking lot, right by the Princess Gates, there was a demolition derby going on. 4,000 cars trying to get out of one exit.
Any conflicts, events this week on that weekend, or are you just a real event?
I think that's the great thing about the city of Toronto. There are plenty of events on that weekend. You know, the city welcomes Guns N' Roses to the Rogers Centre's concerts at the amphitheater, but we all view it as complimentary activities to our race weekend.
Okay.
You know, our race is from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. Each day, and you know, a lot of those activities happening in the evening. So it really gives someone who's coming into the city an opportunity to do something in the day and plan their evening as well.
Well, I'm looking at Saturday's lineup. You open at 8 o'clock. You've got qualifying, but then you actually got about six races going on in that day.
We do, yeah.
Right? So that's a great day. And Sunday's the big event. So, again, you've got a race. You've got five races going on. It's a great event. And it's not – I think a ticket's like $40.
Yeah, tickets start at $40, available at HondaIndy.com July 15th to 17th. Really, a family of four with the new 12 and under policy can attend for under $100.
Now, if you want to reserve a seat in a grandstand, for example, you can do that as well?
You can, yeah. Grandstands for the weekend start at $80, but are available on individual days. And I just asked that, you know, if there are people who are interested, the single-day pricing is available at HondaIndy.com.
You know, that's really inexpensive. When you go to a NASCAR event, you could be spending up to $1,000 just for tickets. So
no, if you look at it with the 2-day ticket price of $80,
yes,
you can hypothetically buy a grandstand seat for $40 a day. So it's a really good deal for the weekend.
Yes, it is.
We encourage people to come out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And it is a premier event of the series because they all love coming here. We all, you know, you come to Toronto, it's just clean and nice, and it's a Canadian
city.
That's
right, and it's safe.
It's safe. It's just an enjoyable event. It's just an enjoyable event. You've given us a bunch of tickets to give out. We're going to give them out next week because we're running a little bit late today. We'll hand out tickets to some lucky listeners. Thanks to you. And we'll get you on again next week, too.
Thanks, great. Jeff. Appreciate you taking the time.
Enjoy it.
All right.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
Jeff. The show's over, and we want to thank you for your generosity. Jeff Atkins is with the Toronto Indy. This is his first time. He used to be Charlie Johnstone. He's taking over his
job. Sounds like a great event.
Yep. And Charlie's just working down the road. He's doing the winter fair.
Well, Dave, welcome back. I'm glad you survived your voyage to the bottom of the sea there.
Yes. I have to go buy some new clothes.
And call
everything got wet.
Call Jimmy Matthews. Maybe you got a lease takeover you can find.
I'm going to find something rich
and
expensive.
You know what? You should get an Amphi car.
I was thinking one of those duck cars, you know, like they have with tourists. Thank you, Sebastian, for doing a great job, as usual. Thank you, Alan, for joining us.
Always a
pleasure. Thank you to Jim Matthews from LeaseBusters.
And our callers. Everybody listening and calling in, we do appreciate it. So, everybody, drive safe.
Yep. Keep the shiny side up.
And if it's starting to rain, make sure to put the windows down.
Shiny side up, the greasy side down, and we'll be back next week.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.